This is a Hot Pie Media original.
With ATX Hot Sauce, there is something for everybody that's on the hot sauce scale. Every ATX Hot Sauce is all natural, and if you're into very hot or very mild or something in between, you're going to find a hot sauce that is perfect for you. I'm a honeybee hot person, but you can find what works with you by experimenting a little. You see, ATX Hot Sauce follows the simple principle of flavor first, heat second. That's flavor first, heat second. Getting ATX Hot Sauce is simple. Just go to ATXHotSauce.com. To order, go to ATXHotSauce.com. ATX Hot Sauce has even added a few awards recently at the Austin Chronicle annual Hot Sauce event. This is a 32-year-old event that brings out the biggest and best in the hot sauce world. ATX Hot Sauce left with 4 awards, 2 gold to 2 silver. The ATX Hot Sauce logo is very cool. Go to the site and check out the merch. ATX Hot Sauce, flavor first, heat second. Order now. Go to ATXHotSauce.com. That's ATXHotSauce.com. Flavor first, heat second, and local all the way. Order now. You'll love it. ATXHotSauce.com.
This is the Jeff Ward Show.
Here's a lighthearted subject to start the day. Let's feel uncomfortable together. And I mean really, really uncomfortable. Like, no way, Ward. Are we going to do death penalty talk? Yeah, we're going to do death penalty talk. Too bad. Deal with it. It's pretty interesting. Oh, it's awful, but it's pretty interesting. And here's a way to force us. This is what I did over a glass of, I believe it was Triana last night. A little too fruit forward, but here's how I reconcile it and think, I have to pay attention. I don't want to pay attention. You don't want to pay attention. We don't want to deal with it. We want it to go away. But these are our courts, our prosecutors, our juries, our judges, our prisons, our needles, our electric chairs, our firing squads. It's us. This is ours. We are going to put this person to death. So I don't think we get to take a pass and say, I'm out, man. Don't tell me. There are evil people. There are monsters. We want them to go away, but we don't want to acknowledge killing them. Is that a fair assessment most of us, most thinking people have? We want that monster to go away. We don't want to deal with a monster. We do understand that that monster is too dangerous to be near the rest of us. We just don't really want to be reminded that we're killing them, right? Whatever your view on the death penalty, that's not really what this is about. No, it's not about that at all. It's about something else. It's about something even more difficult. I'm not a proponent, and I'll tell you why. And I get the argument. I just made the argument myself that some people are monsters. It's just, I can't fix you. You can't be fixed. You're too dangerous. But I tell you why I'm not a proponent. And I think most of you, if you were sitting where I was sitting more than once now, but certainly one time, you might have the same attitude. If you've ever spent more than 10 minutes listening to Anthony Graves, or spent, in my case, 45 minutes to an hour listening to Anthony Graves, you come away with a little bit different perspective, and that's a good thing. So I'm not a proponent because of one exchange with him. Anthony Graves, for those that don't know, because the state of Texas had a little bit of a problem prosecuting people who didn't, in fact, commit the crimes. We still do. But he was sentenced to die multiple times for murders that he did not commit. There, you can't even imagine how awful it would be not only to be in jail for a crime you didn't commit, but to be on death row and be sentenced to die for crimes you didn't commit. So it's a perspective we all have to hear. But I remember what he said to me one time that was, it was really kind of like drop the mic, let's just go home or curl up in a ball moment. And I asked him a couple of times, yeah, I'll tell you what's interesting. And I had the same conversation. This is when politicians would I guess, not know what's going on and would talk to me. One time I'm interviewing the governor of Texas, Rick Perry, about the death penalty. I found him to be very open about it. And I said, do you think we've executed an innocent person? He said, no. I said, why do you know that? He goes, well, we go through this entire process, so I know we haven't. And I don't really expect him to say anything differently. But Anthony Graves, who I knew when we were teenagers, but Anthony Graves is sentenced to die for a crime he didn't commit. And he said more than once, he said, there are people, and to the guy's credit, he's now fighting for those who are wrongly convicted. And thankfully, he's fighting the good fight. But I remember asking him, well, you know, everybody, of course, is going to say I didn't do it. How do you know? And his response was, how do I know? You tried to kill me twice. Yeah. Okay, pretty good point. Yeah, that's a pretty influential argument there. He didn't do it, and we were going to kill him. Now, Rick Perry or somebody who's a proponent of the death penalty might come back and say, rightly so, hey, look, but we didn't. Oof, we came damn close. Put that aside, whatever your view, that's fine. It's complicated. You're conflicted. You should be. It's tough to take in. But, oh, my gosh, the month of April is like this epicenter of the death penalty. For a lot of uncomfortable but important reasons. The state of Texas, there's a giant fight about another death sentence that's coming up in April that a lot of people believe the woman did not commit the crime or that her confession, like Anthony Graves, was coerced. So this is one of those things that we as taxpayers are jailing people and we are executing them. We have to take ownership. There's a weird twist. I mean, really weird. You want this to get bizarre? And I thought about this, Triana, it's Cabernet out of Paso Robles, too fruit forward, okay with food. But how do you want to kill him? Who decides? Yikes, Ward, what are you doing? Yeah, well, it's a thing. This is a thing. Our views on the death penalty are not the issue here. How people are getting executed and who should make that decision is the issue, and it's a big one. And I'm sorry, but it's pretty interesting and pretty weird, and there are decent arguments to be made. One, does the government, us, get ready for it, do we owe someone we've put on death row? Let's assume rightly so they're a monster. Let's just make the assumptions. Let's make the assumption they're not Anthony Graves. But do we, the government, we are the people that try them and convict them, and we are going to be the people that execute them. Does the person on death row, the person set to be executed, should they have a right to decide how they die? I know, it's not much fun, is it? Two, if you say, come on, no way, I mean, no, we can't do that, okay, fair enough. Then the second part is also a real thing, and it's a real thing this month. And the second part of this is, should we give them options? If you want to say, and I think most people would, because this is actually a real fight, and it is a fairly common fight now for all sorts of weird reasons. But if you're going to argue, well, Jeff, no, we cannot just give somebody an open slate to decide how they're going to be executed. It's too problematic. We can't figure it all out. Okay. Should we narrow it down to 3, 2, 5? In some states, they've run out of the drug that is used to execute people. So you know what's next? Firing squad. Now, I remember as a kid, we've done this in this country. I remember as a kid, the guy in Utah, where I believe in Utah, you can still be executed by firing squad. A guy in Utah petitioned to be killed by firing squad, and I believe we did it. So prepare to be really uncomfortable, taxpayers. The headline is Return of the Firing Squad, a quicker but less sanitized method of execution is gaining ground in the United States. Tell me you're not thinking the other weird part of this. Tell me you're not thinking it. Who's going to do it, Ward? Yeesh. Hey, I could talk and completely nerd out on the wine selections and prices. Amazing deals on wines at Specs. But of course, Specs is more than just great wines. This is the four-time National Retailer of the Year. Specs has been voted by the Houston Press Best of for more than 10 years. So it's all there for you at Specs. And now that it's March Madness, the sanity of savings goes even further. Specs is Austin has you covered with lower prices on huge selections of wine, spirits, beers, and gourmet foods. Warmer weather is here, so make sure you talk to the staff to get seasonal savings at Specs. Pop into Specs Arbor Walk and Brody Lane locations for great deals on the season's hottest sips. And if you're looking to freshen up your happy hour with cocktail recipes, make sure you check with specsonline.com to get the best and newest recipes for the best selections. And here's a useful tip for getting even better savings. Sign up for Specs Key Club. This is great because you'll get customized discounts, events, and tastings. Don't miss out. It's the Key Club. Do it now. Get access to amazing deals and tips. Just go to specsonline.com/keyclub for all the deals. Four-time National Retailer of the Year, voted best of more than 10 years. Everything you need, you'll find it at Specs. Stop by any of the stores today or shop online at specsonline.com. That's specsonline.com. Some states are considering shooting prisoners instead. South Carolina has scheduled the execution of Richard Moore, convicted of murder in 2001 in a convenience store. He is set to be executed on April 29th because state officials say they have not been able to secure lethal injection drugs. They will give him the choice between the electric chair and a firing squad. This is my first point. Second point, actually. One, should they get the choice? Two, should they be presented with options? And don't joke around. What are the options? Who comes up with that? Officials have spent $53,000 to renovate part of a prison to allow a three-person firing squad to carry out executions, including adding bulletproof glass to protect witnesses. South Carolina is not alone. Oklahoma and Mississippi have also formally adopted the firing squad, though Utah remains the only state that has actually used the method in the past century. That's the one I was. I remember he wanted it. I think he actually got it. I thought his name was Gary. Whatever. U.S. Supreme Court has told death row prisoners if they want to fight lethal injection in court, they need to propose an alternative. In recent years, prisoners in at least 10 states have been making a surreal argument. They would prefer the firing squad. Who the hell is going to do it? Like, who are you? Oh, don't answer that. Talk radio? Uh-oh. They'll miss. Oh, geez. Listen to this. This is, there's not very many brilliant moments or interesting moments that come out of your Texas legislature because it's kind of a bunch of morons. It's just a bunch of knuckleheads now. There used to be some thinkers. They were different people. Listen to this. We've gone from stoning to crucifixion to quartering to burning people at the stake to hanging, Texas legislator Ben Grant told his colleagues in 1977. This has become a circus sideshow and has a way of making heroes out of those being punished. Grant proposed lethal injection. This was the days, I guess, of the electric chair. He's the one because he thought, for whatever reason, it was, as he said, turning into a sideshow. He's the one. Well, what a thing to be remembered for in politics. Oh, a new tax code? No. Lethal injection. That was my ticket. Vote for me. He proposed lethal injection, which premiered in Texas in 1982 and became the dominant method throughout the country. But around 2010, big pharmaceutical companies began saying they didn't understand this. They've got a good point. I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't want my name attached to the execution. I wouldn't want that at all. Big pharmaceutical companies began saying they didn't want their products to be used to kill and cut off the supply of drugs. Some prison officials started buying drugs secretly and using cash and hiding the names of the suppliers. Some experimented with new drugs, including fentanyl.
Oof.
Isn't this fun? This is great. Cup of coffee, and let's talk about how to kill someone. Tennessee returned to the electric chair, while Alabama and Arizona built and refurbished gas chambers, which they have yet to use. Oh, no. 2014. This is the Supreme Court. If prisoners want to fight an execution method, they need to propose a known and available alternative in court. Oklahoma, the state, has asked men on death row to indicate their choice in paper form. So we now have a few states, a few people around the country who are saying firing squad. And you have states, I don't know if you want to agree that this is the reason. I don't know how you want to feel about this. None of it's good. But states have said, we don't have the drugs, so, okay. Okay. We may not be far behind. Tell me you're thinking of the creepy part of this equation. Who gets selected? Who are you? Are you appointed? Are you assigned? God help us if you volunteer. Or we have volunteers? I mean, I couldn't even find the data or the information on how it is that people have been selected to be on the shooters on the firing squads. But we're about to have it. Now, I could see an argument. Should their names be released? There's a whole other discussion, because very soon, taxpayers, we're going to shoot someone, and maybe quite a few people, legally shoot someone and kill them. One, should you know who they are? It's an argument. I get how you say, this is my court system, these are my executions, I have a right to know. I think there is an argument to be made there, and I think you're going to have a legal battle. I could also understand somebody saying, you don't need to know who the shooter is. That's not fair. I don't even know how much secrecy should there be in the shooters. We've argued and debated, rightly so, the secrecy of drugs that go into someone, because some people, what is it, one guy, I can't remember where it was, it took 40 minutes to die. So we had a right to say, if we're going to execute people, we need to know everything about it. Okay? We're about to shoot people. We're about to have a firing squad, multiple firing squads, to be honest, before the month even ends. Do we have a right to know? How much of a right to know? Is a bottle of whatever used to put in somebody's veins that you have a right to know what it is? So much so that pharmaceutical companies have said, we got to get out of this. We do not want our name attached. Okay, well, now you got a firing squad. Do you want a name attached?
Thanks for listening. You can find more episodes and all of our other Hot Pie Media originals baked fresh daily at our home online at hotpiemedia.com, the Hot Pie Media YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.